Is Lauren Rich. Lauren is from FreshPair.com, which is a great site for underwear. And coincidentally, tomorrow is National Underwear Day. And for that day, I'm actually going to sport some underwear. I've decided to actually wear some. How are you, Lauren?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's great. You know, underwear has kind of come out of the closet a little bit.
Yes,
years ago, we used to call it unmentionables. They wouldn't even talk about underwear.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, since Madonna, people are actually, you know, putting underwear over their clothes.
Exactly. Underwear is outerwear.
Exactly. And I have no problem with that.
Well, yes, so that's exactly what we're trying to do today is get the word out about underwear and the intimate apparel industry. So we're doing that by sending out tons of models into Times Square clad in nothing but underwear.
And I saw pictures of it from the last, you've done this for a couple of years now, right? Was it started in 2003, right?
This is the fourth year.
Right.
So the first year was 2002.
Okay. 2002. All
yes.
Right. So you got to correct your information on your website.
Sorry. You're right. 2003 was the first year.
Okay.
I'm wrong. Because
I think we've participated pretty much the whole time you've been doing this. And so again, you know, for folks like me who grew up in the 60s, where it was kind of like free love and people were banning their bras and it was a lot different time, you're kind of bringing that time back a little bit, although not banning the bras, though. Now that we're in the bras and not wearing much else.
No bra burnings in Times Square.
Now that we're the bras and not much else.
What was that?
I said now that we're the bra and not much else.
It's sad but true. Some people do.
Yeah. And of course, there's a very famous Seinfeld episode regarding that.
Oh, I'm not a Seinfeld watcher. I apologize.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
There's actually a Seinfeld episode where a woman was just wearing a bra down the street and caused a car accident, and then it went to court.
Oh, really?
And they made her put the bra on, and it didn't fit. So they said, if the bra doesn't fit, then you must acquit. It was a very funny episode.
Huh, that sounds great.
As they all were.
Well, hopefully we won't be causing any car accidents.
No.
With our models, though.
But I remember, though, when Calvin Klein put that giant underwear billboard in Times Square in the 80s, that was a huge thing at that point.
That was definitely a big stepping stone for the intimate apparel industry. I believe it was 1980 or 1981 that the first underwear billboard was put up in Times Square.
Hmm. You know, it's hard to believe that American television banned underwear for many, many years. They wouldn't even show actors or actresses in their underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when HBO came around and some of these other networks, now
for
FX
sure.
and some of the ones have challenged it. And now it's you can see underwear in many shows.
Okay.
Has FreshPair.com had any features on TV?
We have not been featured on television. I mean, FreshPair.com hasn't been placed.
How about products that you sell?
I'm sure some of them have been on television. I wouldn't know off the top of my head any particular ones, but I mean, National Underwear Day will be aired on television.
What station will be covering that?
Well, currently we do have confirmation from WB11 Morning News,
mm-hmm.
In New York, and also Fox and Friends.
Well, I assume that one of those will probably get syndicated around.
I believe Fox and Friends will be syndicated.
Yeah, Fox and Friends is all over the place, yeah.
So that'll be everywhere. So yes, then we will be on television.
Because people should say, the only complaint I have about your models that go out there,
mm-hmm.
they're all really young. Wouldn't it be nice to have some middle-aged guys and gals out there, too, that have good figures and take care of themselves?
I'm not opposed to that. Unfortunately, that was not my decision. But yes, I mean, most of our models are between the ages of, 18 to 25.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, they're all young kids.
Yes, they're all.
And it would be nice to see people like ourselves out there as well, because I think that would actually get more attention.
Well,
like the campaign that Dove did for.
Maybe that's something we'll implement for next year.
Hmm?
I said maybe that's something we'll implement for next year. That's definitely a good suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all age groups should be in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's nothing wrong with having a nice 18 to 25 year old body, obviously. We all wish we had them again. But many of us take care of ourselves, and even when we're in their 50s, we might not look that old and still might look pretty good in underwear.
Well, you know, we do have changing stations where we actually invite people off the street to come change into a fresh pair of underwear. So we do get people of all ages involved.
And what do you do with the old underwear?
Well, they can keep that.
Yeah.
We let them keep the old underwear.
Get a donation group.
Yes. Yeah, they can keep that. We're not taking any old underwear donations.
That's so funny. Now, how many brands do you actually carry on Fresh Pair? Are they all represented in these with these models?
Well, we carry about 70-plus different brands on men's and women's underwear. However, we have a few different sponsors that are involved. We have Puma, Hugo Boss, Diesel, Poppy, Ginch Gaunch, Play, Wacol, Chantel, Le Mistire, Goddess, Freya, Fantasy, Rips, and Magic Silk. are the sponsors that are involved with us that we do sell on our on FreshPair.com.
So there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Here, which is really great.
FreshPair.com is a large site. There's a lot of things in there for women and men, and a good place to buy people gifts.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now, tell people a little bit about the celebration tomorrow. Where is it going to be? If folks are listening in New York, where can they find all this stuff going on?
Oh, sure. Well, we will be in Times Square from early morning till about 1 p.m. From 11 to 1, we will actually be having runway shows in the middle of Times Square, occurring about every 20 to 30 minutes. We actually have a 4-foot tall runway that has been erected in the middle of Times Square, so people will be able to see it from all around. So, yeah, I would say definitely 11 to 1 in Times Square is a good time to come. If you're on your way into work in the morning, we'll fill models out in the Times Square area, you know, polling passersby and underwear preferences. Again, we have the changing stations, so we have lots of things going on.
And, again, folks will be able to just click right on the FreshPair.com link on
exactly.
our website along with this interview. And go enjoy yourselves. Go get some underwear, get something that you like for your wife or your boyfriend or whoever it may be. And
for yourself, whatever.
For yourself, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
For yourself.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lauren, well, we look forward to next year and another National Underwear Day. Is it going to be continuing a regular thing every year?
It's going to be every year, as long as it takes to get the word out.
Well, you know, I think underwear is becoming more and more recognizable.
Oh,
and,
I agree.
And certainly this event will help in bringing it out. But you gotta understand, though, that when people like Madonna and some of these actors and actresses go out there and they wear underwear as outerwear, it becomes something that everybody does.
Exactly. No, I completely agree. It becomes a huge trend, and that has been one of the big trends lately, has been lingerie worn as outerwear. So we just hope that people do it, you know, tastefully.
I guess maybe you should get one of these celebrities to do something with Fresh Pair. That might work out well.
Well, maybe we'll try that again for next year.
I have so many good ideas. You have to write them all down.
We do have great ideas. We should, bring you onto our marketing team.
Yeah, I actually remember Helmut Newton's books years ago with the lingerie-clad vamps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, everybody remembers Marlon Brando in his undershirt, Streetcar Named Desire.
Sure.
So underwear has been around for a long time, but now it's really become a fashion statement.
Exactly.
And you know what's really strange? I have a 15-year-old, so I can say this. The boys walk around with their pants down, so their underwear is getting lots of exposure.
They do. I mean, that's not a trend I'm really partial to, but that is one of the fads that's going around these days.
Yeah, I don't understand it myself, but again, they don't understand that I tuck my shirt in. They think that's weird.
That's true. I guess
so,
it's all relative.
To each his own,
exactly.
I guess. But FreshBeer.com is the website. Go check it out. And Lauren, thanks so much for getting together with us again this year.
Well, thank you for having me.
And folks, if you're coming to any of our remotes, you'll have a chance to win some of FreshBeer.com's underwear. So it's freshly wrapped. I haven't worn it yet, so make sure that you know that. All right. It was nice to talk to you.
Great. Thank you.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.